On this episode, we review our Main Street 16 Challenge Weekend, which benefited Give Kids the World Village. Today is April 29th, 2022, and this is episode 456 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Summer is coming upon us. Some would say it's already here, probably in Florida, and you want a nice, light, reliable pair of sunglasses, but you pretty much need them anywhere, even if you don't live in Florida, as long as it's sunny outside.
True.
So we absolutely love Blenders Eyewear, whether it's in the parks or sitting by the pool, running daily errands in the Florida sun, and you can go to msmfriends.com to place your order, and you will save 15% off. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney or Universal vacation, maybe looking to go on a cruise or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, head to mainstmagictravel.com and fill out a form for a free quote. Our travel services are completely free to you. Are you caught up yet mentally, physically, your toe yet from this past crazy weekend? You've worked three 12-hour days in a row since coming back.
Yeah,
how are you
I
feeling?
Don't have time to chill out, rest, or anything.
Yeah, and even today, we are running crazy trying to get things done.
I feel like it a little bit.
Because we're heading out first thing in the morning, right? What are we doing this weekend?
Well, we are actually going to go to the Wave.
Yeah,
and
the Lake Nona Wave Hotel,
I think is the proper title. Okay. I wasn't sure. I just knew we were going to stay somewhere new, and it is near the airport. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be a little bit closer to Universal. So we are going to take the girls and spend a fun Universal weekend there. We're going to go ahead and take them out of school tomorrow. Yay. And head to Volcano Bay. So
yeah.
I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. So we're running around and we're going to have some tips and tricks on packing for Volcano Bay and water parks, because we're going to actually pack a full lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are bringing their friend, one of their best friends, Cassidy. So it'll be the five of us. So we're going to look at, what it takes to actually like pack a lunch for us all and take it in there. We're going to see if we can save money tomorrow.
Yes.
And this weekend a little bit with some of these snacks and things like that. So
yep.
That'll be pretty cool. But we're going to talk all about last weekend and the Main Street 16 Challenge weekend. Make sure you stay tuned to the very end of the episode, where we will announce next year's, if you do not know when it already is. We made the official announcement yesterday across social media, but if you are not a regular on social media platforms or don't use them at all, hold on to the end of the episode and we will announce next year's dates and a few of the preliminary details.
Ooh.
That we have. So first, let's talk about exactly what was the Main Street 16 Challenge weekend.
Okay.
You've heard about us talking about this for several months now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website, mainstreet16.com. You can actually go right now and get the details and spoil the end of this episode's announcement if you want. But basically, Rhonda and I for a long time have wanted to find a way to benefit a charity, to benefit people.
Mm-hmm.
in some sort of way. And it came about, Gary Fernando, our very good friend now,
mm-hmm.
Reached out to me. He had done some every ride challenges and those types of things in the parks. And, we started coming up with this idea for a weekend. And Gary actually came up with this incredible idea kind of based around March Madness and a bracket challenge of selecting 16 rides, four in each park.
Mm-hmm.
And he put them in pools and we did a live stream and randomly selected the four from each. And then it was these team's goal to complete all 16 parks, basically from park open to 8 p.m. And all of this, we were going to raise money for Give Kids the World, Give Kids the World Village, which helps families with, children, terminally ill children come down to, Central Florida and give them the vacation that they need, that they deserve. And so we thought, what an absolutely perfect organization to benefit.
Yes.
And so we wanted to make a whole weekend out of it. So we also came up with a scavenger hunt
mm-hmm.
on Friday that had teams racing across Disney Springs. And then the ride challenge on Saturday. I guess, Rhonda, just give some of your initial thoughts on how things went, on kind of the weekend as a whole, because we are going to run through how we did our rides, and then we've got some incredible words and testimonials that we're going to read off from all the teams that participated. So we don't really have a script for this part, just, you know, what'd you think, and how did this go?
Well, we actually came down Thursday, first of all, which was really nice, because then on Friday, Jeremy and I were not doing the scavenger hunt because it was across Disney Springs and across some Disney properties, and we knew where the...
We knew the answers.
The answers or whatever. Yeah. So actually, it was funny because I did not. So technically, I could have teamed up with somebody. But
yeah, Gary and I collectively kind of put them together, mostly Gary.
But I was in a scooter. We did go ahead and do an ECV for me, for my foot and toe, which I'm very glad that I did get, to be truthfully honest.
Yeah, it was a lifesaver.
It kind of was. So Friday was really cool because we, you know, met at Disney Springs and then saw everybody and gave them their stuff. And then they're like, all right, we're off. And then we were trying to help and make sure things were working correctly with the app that we ended up using. And then once we were kind of figuring things were good and everybody kind of just left, we stayed and had lunch. And then we ended up going back to try to get the shirts, which was a fun, stressful story for Jeremy.
Yeah, we got shirts for the ride challenge. Yeah. And it ended up being a complete miscommunication. I was not getting emails for some reason. I've actually been in touch with them now. Justified Prints in Central Florida was absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And that's who we used. If you're in Central Florida or you have any needs for screen printing, digital printing, shirts, anything like that, check out Justified Prints. It is run by cast members.
Oh, cool.
But there was some confusion because I wasn't getting the emails from them saying they were dropped off. And they weren't at the front of All Star Music. They were dropped off at Movies because that's what the folks at Justified Prints were told was their central hub. But then there wasn't a really good tracking. So anyway, we had to go back to get them. So I'm freaking out on Friday afternoon.
But we also did have to go back to get the giant trophies that we got.
Crown trophies.
Yeah, super cool. And because we were going to be at Bar Riva.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to take the ECB, so I can hobble along. So we did go back to A, check on the shirts. Well, A for sure, because there was no emails getting. B, to get the trophies. Mm-hmm. And then C, to drop off the ECB so we could go to Bar Riva and meet and do the award ceremony.
Yeah. It was such a great day. We had a couple little hiccups with the app, but overall, everybody had such a blast running around property, and I was so super impressed to watch these teams. Some of the clues were pretty easy. Some were extremely hard. Mm. Some were kind of middle ground. Watching these teams and keeping up with them, I mean, make their way, all of a sudden, Disney Springs. Next thing you know, they're at the monorail resorts, like at Poly.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're over at, you know, the Skyliner area. And like, these teams were moving.
Yeah, they were.
And we had a 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. time limit for them. And watching in the app was so exciting because you're watching them go head to head and kind of back and forth.
That was neat.
And in the end, at the cutoff, Rachel would reign supreme as a solo team. She was the Rescue Rangers that day.
Mm-hmm.
And just, again, watching these teams go through and have so much fun. In each place, they have to upload a photo. So you're getting to see these photos all day long, which was super cool. And they're posting out to social media and, you know, doing the hashtags and all that stuff. It was such a cool experience to watch, even though we didn't get to participate. And I was glad that, with knowing how crazy Saturday would be, with everything leading up to this, with all the work and stress and everything we had put in, it was kind of nice, again, outside of the t-shirts for a second, for us to kind of relax and sit back and take it all in and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost like from a bird's eye view. So I was really glad we got to do that. We had not stayed at All Star Music in quite some time.
Correct.
It worked out very well for us because we ended up with a king room.
We did.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, I've never stayed in one before, so that was super cool because there is no Murphy bed,
right,
which I'm sure you were excited about.
Yeah. You just miss out. You actually then at that point you miss out on the table space.
Yes, you do.
Which is kind of funny. Which
was funny because there is a table though in the room that is on wheels that you could I guess move around, but the bed is so big.
There's not a lot of space for it.
There's not a lot.
And it was perfect for you and I, but Friday evening when we had company and Lucy and Caleb and Rachel all came, then it was like, all right, we don't really know where to sit everyone. So like, you know, I was sitting in the rolly chair. I think you were in the bed. Like Rachel was sitting on the end of the bed. Lucy and Caleb were just sitting on the floor.
Yep.
Like leaning against the bathroom wall. So then at that point, you're like, you know, the two queen, the Murphy bed up actually would have been pretty perfect when you're having company. So it was good. And that evening at Bar Riva to see, you know, all the teams gather and more.
Yes.
You know, even folks that could not make the daily challenge, you know, came out to hang out. Jessica and Landon that we got to meet from Vacation Grocery Delivery.
Yeah, that was super cool. One of our
amazing premier sponsors. Mm-hmm. It was so nice to finally meet them. I had been back and forth in touch with her for quite some time. They were so much fun. So it was wonderful to see everyone and have this ceremony at Bar Riva, which of course is one of our favorite spots. And have an opportunity to hand out awards and talk about the day and hear what everyone thought and get feedback and things like that. I just thought, like, if we had ended then, and the next day everybody was heading home, I would have been like, well, this worked out well.
It did. And it was so nice to meet Chuck and Amy in person and Mitchell and then his dad and just some of the people that do interact too on Facebook and that I've seen their names and I'm like, oh
yeah,
that's who you are, you know, Taylor and Stephanie. So I've seen her on Facebook interact quite a bit, and then to meet her finally in person was amazing. Yeah. So it was just super really cool.
Yeah, and as I just mentioned, you know, Jessica and Landon and Vacation Grocery Delivery, I meant to kick this off by saying none of this was possible without Vacation Grocery Delivery, touring plans, mm-hmm. Mouse Dining, and of course, Omar and Give Kids the World. Mm-hmm. These four groups are the whole reason this happened. You know, Gary and you and myself and all these other wonderful people that helped us out and volunteered. Obviously, we could put this thing together. Anybody can put this thing together. But to have the support around and the backing of these incredible sponsors and Give Kids the World is the reason that this was such a success.
Yes.
And we'll drop some numbers here at the end of it. But I just thought everything went so well with that. Speaking of going back, like Chuck and Amy, it was so cool to show up at the scavenger hunt to meet at noon outside of Death Balloon is where Gary picked. I think just for me, I think he picked the Aerofile balloon is where we met.
Yeah.
He's like, we'll make Jeremy stare at that thing and shake a little. And Chuck and Amy walk up wearing their Be Nice to Cast Members shirts.
Super
and I was wearing mine.
Yes.
And then, Taylor was wearing a Be Nice to Cast Members hat. And so it was just so neat to, because we've never seen one in park in person. We have people tell us they do,
mm-hmm.
but we've never actually seen one. So it was neat to see people. And then later, Caleb and Lucy show up and Caleb has his on. We met up with them at Bar Riva. So that was wonderful. So Saturday was coming around. And for those that aren't aware, like I said before, we basically picked four rides at random out of certain buckets from each park.
Correct.
So let's just run through them real quick. Rhonda, what were the four selected rides from Magic Kingdom?
Well, we had Space Mountain, Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, Astro Orbiter, and Barnstormer.
Then at Epcot, we had Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, Soarin', Living with the Land, and Journey into Imagination. Rhonda, what did we have over at Hollywood Studios?
We had Slinky Dog Dash, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, Star Tours, and Rock and Roller Coaster.
And then finally, at Animal Kingdom, Kilimanjaro Safari, Navi River Journey, Dinosaur, and Triceratop Spin. So the way that the course was going to run is that these were your four parks, these were your four rides, have at it.
Mm-hmm.
There was no starting park. There was no ending park. There's certainly some rules in place. You are not allowed to use any sort of paid VIP tour, but I almost feel like more power to you if you wanted to throw out that money just to get some medals and stuff. Maybe you should have, but were allowed to use Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, early access if you were staying on property. You know, there are some things you could use single rider as long as everyone rode. We did have some opt-out plans. If there's a ride that you're like, look, I just don't do Rock and Roller Coaster, I will have a heart attack, you could sit it out. So certainly, you know, this entire thing, and we certainly wanted people to take it seriously in, you know, let's not bend rules and let's have rules. But yeah. The whole thing was about having fun and raising money.
Absolutely.
And I think we accomplished those two goals.
Yes, we did.
Very easily, almost.
Yes.
And it helped that we had some of the greatest teams ever that were all participating in this.
Yes.
So let's kind of get in our day. How did our day start, actually?
Well, so we were sleeping and Jeremy had a 6:45 alarm set, I believe. Now, let me back up to Friday night.
Yeah.
When Jeremy said earlier that Rachel and Lucy and Kayla would, and we were all hanging out in our room because everybody was staying at the resort, which was awesome.
Yeah.
What was not awesome was we were having such a great time and hanging out that it was after midnight before we got to bed.
Yeah.
Which was not very smart on our part. So the next morning we hear this banging on the door and I'm like, is that our door? Is it somebody else's door? And it happens again and Jeremy's like, well, can you see who it is? So I look through the people and at this point they were gone. And then I look through the window and I see Rachel's back and I open the door and I'm like, Rachel! And she was like, hey, just wanted to wish you luck and tell you you're going to lose or something like that. And it was awesome. And so.
Well, I was so out of sorts in that moment because I was asleep. And if I'm usually when something like that happens, I'm laying there awake. So I'm dead asleep and I'm startled. And when I'm startled, I'm out of it. So I had been reading a lot on Facebook groups that housekeeping was coming by and knocking on people's doors at 8:39 in the morning. And they were upset about it. That's why they have a do not disturb thing. But anyway, so immediately my mind goes to Facebook group 8:39. Somehow my alarm didn't go off. We overslept and it's now 8:30 or 9 o'clock and we should already be way into a park starting this challenge. So that was my first thing. Well, it's rushing through my brain going, what's happening? You know, look through the peephole. Because if you said it's housekeeping, I was going to freak out. So I quickly look at my phone and it's 6:37 and I'm like, oh, okay. So worked out, right?
Well, but also not for nothing. We could not park hop until 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
So worst case, if we would have slept in.
Not a huge deal.
I think we would have been okay.
Yeah.
But moving on. Then Jeremy gets up and he's like, well, we should already be on our way. We shouldn't be just now getting up. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, our initial plan was to get there at early entry and rope drop Slinky. So here's kind of how our, and I'm not going to go through, I'll tell you what we use Lightning Lane, what we use Standby. I'm not going to worry about doing every little tiny step through it. Okay. Well, certainly is something that mostly because I started taking some notes. And then as the day went on and we're rushing around, I just forgot because I'm also taking rides to or photos to submit to the rides while I'm trying to take exact time notes and all. But we'll do another day where we specifically run all four parks using Genie Plus and paid Lightning Lane.
That'd be cool.
And we'll take exact data for it. But basically at 6:47, I bought Genie Plus for you and I. Lucy and Caleb, who are on our team, Main Street Magic, had already purchased it a couple minutes earlier. I honestly was unaware that your party for the day, you're still grouped through MDE, of course, but that you could buy it separately like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking we were going to have to wake up and I would have to buy it for all four or she would have to buy it for all four in order for us to then plan throughout the day, even though we're linked and going to the same parks. So that was nice to know if you're there with a group. You don't have to go, hey, this person, you buy it for all three families and then we'll Venmo you and we'll do this and that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So at 7 a.m. exactly, Lucy was able to snag Remy Ratatouille Adventure for us, and she got it for $2.05.
Yes.
She had to. Our first park reservation was Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she got it for all four of us, so you did end up Venmoing her to pay back for the paid Lightning Lane.
Yes.
And then there was no other ride was available after 2 p.m. because I was originally going to grab another ride after 2 so I could start stacking in the morning.
Right.
But I was able at 7:05 to get Mickey and Minnie's for 10:20 a.m. So I thought that'll work out well, right?
Yep.
So we get up, we meet up with Lucy and Caleb. We head to the park and we arrive at 8 a.m. Park early entry was 7:30 for on-site guests. It was at 8 for all other guests. Okay. We got there when all other guests were entering.
Yes, we did.
But by the time we arrived at Slinky Dog, we had a 30-minute wait.
Yes.
So that was still really a rope drop, and we were on and off our first ride within minutes. So from there, we ended up heading to Star Tours.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming up, and we're going to do standby, and I guess for whatever reason, the cast member saw you in the ECV and just took us right through the lightning lane.
Yes.
And so we actually went like upstairs and up a ramp and around.
It was cool.
Right? Not necessarily backstage, but above the regular queue kind of, right?
Yes.
I think it's where you used to go for the Visa card meet and greet,
yes,
actually.
I agree. I was going to say
that's
that.
Right. But all the doors were open, so it was just a complete pass through.
Correct.
So we got on Star Tours within minutes, but they had to take us, so they then took us through to the exit.
Yes.
And said, you know, wait here. When this show exits, you guys go on.
Right.
So we actually came through the exit entry to get onto the ride, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. From there, we headed over to Rock and Roller Coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Got onto that pretty quickly through standby.
Mm-hmm.
And we were knocked down three rides very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't even in first place.
Correct.
So.
Correct.
Finally, you know, we had Mickey and Minnie's The Lightning Lane booked by 10:20 or before 10:20. So we rode that throughout this time because park opened at 8. I was able to make a 10 a.m. Lightning Lane reservation, and I chose one for Navi River Journey farther in the afternoon.
Right.
Then again, from there, I'm going to be able to book additional ones at 12, at 2, you're going to redeem. So I don't want to turn this into a stacking episode because we do want to focus on that in the future.
Right.
But I want to let you know that through the end of the day, as you count through, I believe if my math is correct, we did five Genie Plus Lightning Lanes. We did one paid for Remy's.
Okay.
And we could have done more because mm-hmm. we pretty much shut down shop for ourselves at 7, and we'll get to that why in a minute.
Correct.
What did we do? Because we were pretty much all done by 11 a.m. and we couldn't park hop till 2.
Well, we had to go see Mike, first of all, at Baseline Tap House.
Of course.
And say hey to him and get a mid-morning puff pastry snack, which was fantastic. And then after that, we went to, because we were going to go from Hollywood to Epcot. So it was just nice to go ahead and stop at Par Riva because we still had time before we got to hop to Epcot. But I did speak with a awesome cast member, and she told me that I would leave by 1
mm-hmm.
because if you're basically, I think, in line at like Epcot around 140 something,
145
something like that, they'll start letting in.
Yeah.
And we were like, awesome, thank you. So yeah, so we went to Bar Riva and hung out, and not for very long, because then we were headed to Epcot to get...
But we got another Fuel Me Up sandwich there, the Italian sandwich that we love.
That's right.
And here's something I'll say, because we're the types that don't... You know, again, we lately we really casually do the parks, unless it's at an Epcot festival. We don't tend to eat. We tend to eat one meal a day, and it's usually a dinner, and it's a lot later.
Right.
If you're doing a ride challenge, you're thinking you want to do all four parks, or you're just there doing a day where you're like, let's do as much as we can, fuel up.
Yeah.
Because I think it was definitely probably a lifesaver throughout the day. And I had packed a bunch of almonds our bag, and stay hydrated, fuel up, all that type of good stuff. So we had already had the puff pastry at Baseline earlier that morning. We went ahead and had this sandwich probably a little before 1. And then we parked hop over to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And what did our schedule look like? Because now, you basically had from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Hollywood Studios. So you had 6 hours to do 4 rides.
Right.
In fact, Main Street Magic Travel, with Chuck and Allie and Alex and Rachel, did 6 rides because they did their first 4 rides so quickly. They were like, let's do Rise of the Resistance. And I think they did Toy Story Mania.
Yes.
They were like, let's just do more. We're here. We can't hop till 2.
Right.
So now your challenge in the morning, really not hard.
Correct.
Challenge then is from 2 to 8 p.m. is to do 12 rides at 3 parks.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys are thinking, Jeremy, Magic Kingdom didn't close till 11 that night. Why did you guys shut off at 8? and this will be one of those lessons learned for next year. We shut off at 8 because we were all planning to meet at Coronado at 9 for that evening's award ceremonies.
Right.
And we wanted to allow time from 9 to midnight for kind of a social gathering. And we'll tell you what we're thinking for next year because we certainly learned some lessons about that. But yeah, so anyway, so that was the reason that was for the cutoff. So how did we make our way through Epcot?
Well, we went straight to Remy because we had the 205, which was great. Rode that, of course, had so much fun. Then went to Figment and Standby, which, you know, that's
a walk on
pretty quick. Then went to Living with the Land, again, very quick walk on. That is where I took my nap. Mm-hmm. I was tired.
That is
at
allowed.
This point.
As long as you're on the ride, you can nap on it if you choose to.
And then we went to Soarin', but had a Lightning Lane.
Yeah. Which I had stacked from earlier.
Right.
So since we got, I said we wouldn't talk that much about it, but I know just people still, hopefully this will help. So since at basically 7 a.m., we got Mickey and Minnie's for 10:20 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Park opened at 8 a.m. at Hollywood. I was able at 10 a.m. to book another Lightning Lane, which I did for Navi River Journey later in the afternoon, around 4 something.
Okay.
At 12 p.m., I was allowed to book another Lightning Lane, which is when I booked Soarin', which I think I had gotten for just say 3 p.m. roughly.
Okay.
So that's kind of how I was stacking those
nice.
Together. One thing I will say, and I don't, the 2-hour window after park opening is from the park that you have the reservation for and are at. It's not from the first of any park opening.
Okay.
So like Animal Kingdom opened at 7:30 a.m. that day. It did not mean that at 9:30 a.m. I could book a Lightning Lane while at Hollywood Studios. I only would have been able to if I was at Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
All right. Let's give like people 5 seconds to pick up the pieces of their head off of the floor.
Yeah, right.
And where did we head to after Epcot?
Well, then we finished Epcot and I do not remember the time, but we headed to Animal Kingdom. So, unfortunately, we went straight to Dinosaur, which was Standby, very quick to get in, actually, no problem. Then, since we were right there at Dinosaur, we did Triceratops Spin, which, again, nothing to get in, just quick Standby.
It's nothing like just seeing 4 grown adults hop on Triceratops Spin, having a blast.
Yeah, it was fun. So, then after that, we were getting, like, okay, we're hungry again, so we were headed over to Navi to ride for the Lightning Lane and saw Tilly's right there, and we're like, oh, this will be a quick, we can mobile order, this is perfect. So we sat down and ate. Here's the problem we didn't realize. After all that, we were going to go to Safari and look at the animals
after
and everything.
Navi. We had to ride Navi first.
Sorry.
Yep.
And we were headed over there and the safari closes an hour before the park closes. So unfortunately, I do believe we got over to the safari around 7:02.
Yeah.
So we took a picture in front of it. We did not ride it, but we were like, but we were here.
Yeah.
So
that was poor planning on my part.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest,
because I didn't know.
I probably didn't even realize
hour.
What the time was exactly.
Correct.
And we literally showed up 2 minutes late.
Right.
It's like showing up to McDonald's at 10:02 and they weren't serve you breakfast.
Correct.
Like, I know you got animals back there. Will you just let us on a bus to see them? But anyway, it was fine. And
yeah.
So we knew as a team, we were not going to have the opportunity to run till 8.
Correct.
Because again, much like Friday, we had to go back and ditch the ECV at the resort. We had to pick up the medals and the awards and stuff because I didn't want to carry them around all day.
Right.
And we had to be over at Coronado Springs for the ceremony and meetup at 9 p.m.
And again, we would have to probably Uber home.
Yeah. So we knew we weren't going to be able to complete.
Well, and to be honest, if it was 7:02, we only had 1 hour to get from Animal Kingdom to Magic Kingdom and try to ride 4 rides.
Yes. That would have proved difficult.
That would have proved not to be possible.
Agreed. Yeah.
Because of travel time.
Space Mountain would have been the kicker. You know, I think Astro Orbiter and what else do we have? Space Ranger Spin, Barnstormer, I think could have been completed. Space Mountain, without having secured a Lightning Lane, which I was looking at,
mm-hmm.
Would have been tough. So, yeah. But here was the beginning of this thing is, and I think the Every Ride Challenge is incredible. And I think the all these other ride challenges are amazing. Mm-hmm. In the current times of park hopping and things like that, they are extremely difficult. They were difficult before COVID. Mm-hmm. They're even harder now. And so when Gary and I sat down, my number one thing was to have something that felt obtainable.
Correct.
You know, you said, I want something that when people see it, they go, I'm not saying I will do that, but I can do that.
Right.
And you know what? People could do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because Main Street Magic Travel.
Yep.
With Chuck and Allie and Alex and Rachel completed. Not only all 16 rides, but 18 rides. Just to rub it in everybody's noses. And they did it in incredible time.
They did.
And they did an incredible job of it.
Now, she will, to be fair, I will say, a little spoiler alert, Rachel did say they would not have been able to do it if they didn't ditch the car at Hollywood and start Ubering.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Ubers they took to what parks, but they did have the car. They parked at Hollywood and they were like, we got to ditch it. We can't.
Yeah.
And that's the only way they did all 18.
I think either doing Uber or having your own vehicle still is going to be an advantage to something like this. We got really lucky with transportation.
Yeah, we did.
Like, we actually, but it's one of those times where you could go, yes, we're done with this park. We're ready for the next one. Bus takes 45 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're going to attempt, and here's something I would say, we've already had people that are like, we kind of just want to go and like just attempt this on a regular day. Please do. Report back to us.
Yeah.
If you want, hit me up. magic@mainstmagic.com or hit us up on social or the Facebook group. I'll send you the sheet you can print out that you can take with you and check the rides off, because we actually had it put on the back of the shirts and we gave every team shirts and Sharpies so they could mark them off as they went through. So anyway, yeah, give it a try, but you might want to decide, all right, if I stand at a bus for more than X number of minutes, I'm grabbing an Uber or something like that. So, but not only did Main Street Magic Travel finish the 16 rides, but so did our team Rogue Leaders with Mitchell and Michael.
Yes.
So really, really, I was so thrilled to see not only one, but two teams complete it. I really wanted to see someone complete it. And it didn't have to be us or anything.
Yeah.
I just absolutely loved that. So we finished 11 rides.
We did.
I would like to try this again in preparation for next year.
Yeah, we can do that when my toes healed.
Yes, for sure. And you, I will say, were an absolute rock star. I know you had an ECV, which certainly helps get around.
Yes, it did.
But, you know, still, you had to park it. You had to get up and walk through queues. It was a huge learning experience. For every time I'm screaming at my phone is how much I hate Genie Plus, it can work. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the fact that right now Disney has put in their disclosures, with Genie Plus, you may enjoy up to 2 to 3 rides per day. And you may.
Yeah.
Or you may really do your research. And I know, don't pull it from this episode as it's all over the place. We will come back and do a day of testing style thing and really give you more details. Look, there's some wonderful articles in YouTube on stacking, you know, on visiting multiple parks and doing this. Just learn that. Don't get frustrated. Have a charger with you.
Yeah.
A portable charger. Because it's going to be needed.
Yes.
Or decide not to use it and just find another way to go about your day.
Yeah. But
in the end, and it just, I hate saying it, it worked for us. And we could not have completed 11 rides.
Correct.
Without it.
Yep.
And there's no way we would have made it to all 16 without it. So
Learn
how to use it, research it, ask us questions, ask in the Facebook community. We're not done yet, though.
Yeah.
So, let's just say right now, because it's going to come up a lot, I reached out to basically all of the teams that participated in any form or fashion.
Right.
We even have some testimonials from some folks that were only able to join us for some of the social hours. In the end, we raised over $11,500.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal was $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
To see the auction was huge.
Yes. That was awesome. You won your, where
I got
is
my
he?
David Danipour. I need to frame him. I got my David Danipour. Thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda bought that for
Happy
me.
Happy anniversary.
In the auction. Thank you. Through the auction, through the donations on our page leading up, through Sunday when we're coming home, I mean, through Saturday night when I woke up Sunday morning, $200 more in donations or so had poured in overnight. It was nuts just to see this. Yeah. And next year, we want it to be even bigger. We want it to be even better. But thank you, everyone who participated in any way, whether you made a $5 donation, $100, $500, whether you, you know, bid on an auction mm-hmm. item, whether you simply just shared or gave support. We understand not everyone can give financially. So all we ask you is that you share, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe somebody else will.
Yep.
So $11,500.
Woo.
Again, I reached out.
And, two families.
So Omar told me their value they put on that vacation is $7,000.
Yep.
So we went over basically 1.5 vacations for families
yep.
that really, really need this. This is going to be the tough part.
Jeremy, you're going to cry?
I probably am. You are. Trust me, you are too. So I reached out to everyone.
No, I know. I will.
I would have loved to have set this up where everybody could have come on. And we could have said, tell us about it and face-to-face via Zoom
yeah.
or whatever. Just scheduling and stuff. We just couldn't pull that off. And I didn't want to have one person off on and not somebody else, you know. And so I just reached out and said, would everybody please go ahead and just write a little testimonial or something about what you thought. And we're going to read these back and forth. I can tell you right now, it's going to be hard to get through them because this was such a cool weekend.
It was.
It was a very emotional weekend.
It was.
And we had so much fun. You know, it's one of those where you're like, number one, give back.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three would be meet lifelong friends.
Yeah.
We already had lifelong friends there and we met so many new ones. Like, it's so funny. I'm already messaging back with people that are like, you know, well, when are you guys going again? Well, yeah, we might be there around that same time. You know, let's meet up or, you know, whatever it may be. Or everybody already who next year, when we announce those dates at the end, are like, we'll be there.
We already have somebody booked DVC.
Somebody already booked the room for the weekend. Yep. So I'm gonna start with Gary Fernando, my partner in crime, who unfortunately was not able to end up making it very last minute due to, believe it or not, COVID. Luckily, him, his family and all are healthy. But just again, there were circumstances and situations. I did not feel comfortable coming. They have a huge family vacation coming up here very, very soon. He did not want to jeopardize. And I'm just so glad that they're going in like a week or two. Yeah. Actually, I think they arrive next week. And so I'll be excited to follow along. But I'll start off with Gary's. He said, I'm so sad I needed to back out last minute. But let me tell you, I was living vicariously through all of you. I had my command center set up in the MS-16 command center, my laptop on the kitchen table, and got really excited once everyone took off and I saw pictures started floating in. I got super bummed that some teams were having issues with the app because I feel like I let people down. You did not. But everyone was so flexible and rolled with it, and we made it work. Let me tell you about how fast my heart was racing from 2 p.m. on for Saturday. Seeing the different strategies, checking in with teams, ride breakdowns, and then a really close finish to end that you'll just have to listen to the recap episode to hear about. It was so much fun, and I cannot wait to finally get to meet everyone, and thank you all for welcoming me into this family and being so awesome, and really, you all are what made this dream a reality and come off the page. Thank you to everyone who helped raise money for this absolutely amazing cause. Until next year. And Rhonda, you are up.
With Rachel. And she said, I had a blast during the Main Street 16 Challenge weekend. Getting the opportunity to meet my Main Street Magic peeps and race around property for the scavenger hunt and the ride challenge was so much fun. And knowing it all benefited Give Kids the World was the cherry on top. If you're looking to connect with some awesome people, all while having fun for a good cause, be sure to attend next year. I can't wait to see what's in store for next year's event, and I'll be sure to be there to defend my titles.
Yeah, Rachel is a two-time champion.
She is.
This is, if you're a basketball fan like me in college, this is like her winning the ACC tournament and then winning the NCAA tournament. Yep. So she's got a trophy. She's got a medal.
Gold medal.
Yeah, gold medal. She's got...
We got bronze.
We got bronze. And yes, we were able to give out like a 3-foot-tall Main Street 16 Challenge branded trophy to the first place winner, which was Rachel for the scavenger hunt.
Yep.
And then we had, as Rhonda just mentioned, gold, silver, and bronze medals with the logo that were given out to the top three teams, which, by the way, I didn't mention, we were in third place.
Yes.
This was... That's how it happened. We did not... fudge the system or anything. But yes, we had medals. And then also we were able to actually give out a stay at Melia Hotel in Celebration, Florida, and tickets to Night of a Million Lights for the scavenger hunt winner. And then for the challenge winners, also got a 2-night stay at Margaritaville.
Ooh.
Plus tickets to DizCon.
Wow.
Coming up in the fall. So very, very cool prizes there. Next, from Allie, says the weekend was a blast. I knew it would be fun, but I had no idea how exhilarating it would be completing the challenge. During the challenge, I was pushing myself physically and mentally, making sure I told anyone who looked at my shirt what it was about, and all the while thinking of those babies who are waiting on a miracle. This weekend was not just about raising money for a great cause, but it also put a lot of things into perspective for me. This is a good one. I am blessed beyond belief and want to spend every day of life appreciating it. I got to spend the weekend with my family, friends who are like family, and making new friends too. The whole experience was humbling, empowering, emotional, and also just plain fun. That checks off everything we wanted it to be. I can't wait to help promote this event for next year and make it even bigger than this one. I am beyond thankful for this group of people. It has truly changed my life. And we are beyond grateful for you, Allie. Yep. Rhonda, you are up next.
Okay. Oh, here we go. All right. This is from Stephanie, and she said, the Main Street 16 Challenge weekend was definitely one I will never forget. Not only did we get to spend the weekend in the most magical place on earth, we raised more money than I think any of us dreamed of. Going into the weekend and meeting a bunch of strangers I had only communicated with via Facebook made me nervous. Little did I know, this group of people are some of the nicest I've ever met. It was a long and exhausting trip, but it was so worth it. I can't wait to be a part of it again next year.
And go search and check out Holy City Brewing Company. Even if you are not going to make it to Charleston to try this place out, we want to get up there someday and hang out with them, Stephanie and Taylor, who work there, and try it out. But follow their Facebook page if you want to see some of the greatest looking food you've ever seen.
Ooh.
Like, I almost have to unfollow it because every day I'm starving and they're making like new stuff. That place looks so, so cool. Next, from our new friend, Amanda, and then Rhonda will get to follow from her husband, Chuck, who loved these two so much. She said the Main Street 16 Challenge weekend was an absolute blast. Meeting and spending time with other Disney-loving people who are among the nicest and most fun people ever was such a blessing. Scavenger Hunt and Ride Challenge were exhilarating and exhausting, but in a good way. Then the icing on the cake was raising over $11,000 for Give Kids the World. Cannot wait for next year. This is my favorite part. Says, in fact, we are adding on another DVC contract just for the trip.
Yes. At Saratoga. Love it.
All right. You are up.
And yes, we are going to hear from her husband, Chuck. But really quick, I'm going to say that it's so funny. So her name's Amanda Frazier on Facebook because her Facebook got hacked and her name is Amy. And she actually, this was so funny when she introduced herself and everything. She actually didn't know her name was Amanda until she was, I think she said 9.
Yeah.
Which was super funny. So, and the reason I'm saying all this, because Chuck says, like Amy said, we've been looking for some Disney peeps. This weekend, we found them. So many new friendships and such a great cause in Give Kids the World. Once again, thanks to Rhonda and Jeremy for starting a podcast and getting us all together.
Aww. Oh, hey, thank you guys. It, again, anybody can start a podcast. If you guys don't listen, none of this happens.
Yep.
So thank you guys. From our friend Eric, he says, although we were only able to make it to the Friday night meetup at Bar Riva, it was great to catch up with old friends and make some new ones. Great night all around and can't wait to take part in the full weekend next year. Rhonda, you're up.
And this is from Chuck, our amazing travel agent.
Yes.
He said it was such an amazing weekend, above and beyond what I could imagine. I went into it simply wanting to win the ride challenge, but came out of it with such a full heart. Being part of raising over $11,000 for Give Kids the World was so heartwarming and humbling. We also got to meet some really cool new friends that we look forward to seeing again. We're already looking forward to next year and can't wait to defend our titles as the Main Street Magic 16 Ride Challenge champ.
We'll see.
Yep. Next year, I'm not going to have a broken toe, Chuck.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Next, from Mitchell, who was so excited to meet Mitchell and his dad, Michael. They were so nice and got to talk to them for a bit. And again, one of those that, you know, I really, we hadn't corresponded like much in, you know, online person in a sense, but I saw him all the time in the Facebook community and stuff like that. And they were so cool to meet. Mitchell says, where to begin? A trip to Disney is always exciting, but it was a totally different environment knowing we were traveling to exercise our Disney brains and help raise money for an amazing cause. Seriously, almost $12,000. I could not have imagined a better 2 days on property. Not only did we get to experience resorts, locations, and rides we either haven't been to at all, or at least in a long time, but we also got to meet some fantastic people that up to this weekend had only had a picture profile associated with them. I've always been happy and grateful to be part of such a wonderful community, and this weekend strengthened that 100%. Thank you so much, Jeremy, Rhonda, and Gary, for organizing MS16 and benefiting Give Kids the World. And Mitchell, thank you for coming and being a part of it. Yes. In fact, 24 hours or so after we got home, he had texted me and said, let me know what you need from me for next year.
Aww,
so truly, truly appreciate
that. That's awesome.
That. Next, we're going to move on to our new friend. Newer friend. Because we met Tony a few months ago.
Yes.
And that now was super cool. We can definitely say she is a friend of ours.
Yes. And it was just super cool because when we met her, we were there was still mask stuff going on where you had to wear it at Disney. And we were going in to meet Minnie. And she was standing there. And I think Jeremy already put his mask on. She had hers on. I had mine down because we were still outside. Mm-hmm. But we were talking and all of a sudden she's like, I listen to you guys' podcast. And I was like, oh my goodness. And to me, that was just super huge in my opinion as a cast member. Absolutely. So it was super cool. We talked to her for a few minutes and then we got to really get to know her this past weekend, where she is just amazing. One of the nicest cast members I have ever met in my life. Yeah. And she's got a gorgeous smile. She is bubbly. She is, and her husband Sean's so cool. And this was just awesome.
It was. Yeah.
So
it was so neat that she showed up. And
it was.
And then, because it took me a minute to connect. And then I'm like, oh my goodness.
I had no idea because of the mask situation.
Yeah.
And it didn't register when she, but then when she said,
yep,
I met you guys outside of Minnie, I was like, oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So she says, my brother Chris and I had a blast participating in the scavenger hunt. Go Team Beach Muppets. We were neck and neck with Rachel for a lot of this challenge. Thank you to Gary and Jeremy for taking the time to create the scavenger hunt. P.S. I would love an episode going through all of the answers to the clues. All right.
We've talked about that. Yes.
Attending the socials at the Riviera and Coronado were amazing. Taking the time to talk with Rhonda and Jeremy and getting to know Lucy and Caleb was amazing. I wish I had been able to participate in the 16 ride challenge. However, Jeremy, Rhonda, Lucy, and Caleb made my day by coming to say hello to me at work while they were stuck in Hollywood Studios. I am so thankful to call them my friends. Thank you, Rhonda and Jeremy, for an amazing weekend for a fantastic cause, Give Kids the World. I am grateful I was able to be a guinea pig for this year's event, and I'm excited to see how it will grow next year.
Oh, and yeah, and we're excited for you to be a part of it next year and to come see you at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, so she had to work, so we were like, we're going to come embarrass you.
Yep.
We're going to come be like, Tony!
And we did.
And we kind of did.
She was at Indiana Jones Stunt Show.
Yeah, I don't
think
we embarrassed her, though.
Yeah.
But I like that.
And the
it
name, so the name Team Beach Muppets comes from, because her brother Chris works at Yacht and Beach Club.
Yes.
And then she's at Hollywood Studios and often is bouncing to Muppets.
Yes.
So yeah, I loved that. Absolutely loved that name. Next comes from Jessica with Vacation Grocery Delivery, who again, so much of this is possible because of, seriously, check out Vacation Grocery Delivery. They are not raising the cost the way that Shipt and Amazon and Instacart and all these other ones are. They can deliver alcohol. They can deliver all your groceries. You can pick a date way ahead of time and then upload your list like that week right before your trip. these are all cast members, mm-hmm. you know, former cast members and all. And so not only get to meet her, also her awesome husband. And so they are just absolutely wonderful people. When we do our August trip, because we don't tend to order groceries, but we're going to do our August trip when we are doing the camper at mm-hmm. Fort Wilderness. And you can better believe we're getting groceries from them.
Absolutely.
Because we'll be cooking there all weekend. So Jessica says, this Main Street 16 Challenge weekend was truly unforgettable. I've never met such an incredibly welcoming community of Disney fans with the biggest hearts. The energy surrounding the entire weekend was unmatched, and we'll be counting down the days until next year's event. There's nothing better than spending time with an amazing group of people and supporting an incredible cause. We're truly honored to have been the premier sponsor for the inaugural year and can't wait to see how this grows and be back for another one. And again, cannot wait to have you back. We got one more. We've done good. We made it through this.
Yeah, we did.
We're good.
This was super cool because this is from Christina, and she was actually brand new to the community, and she lives about 5-10 minutes from Disney. So they came, and it was awesome.
It was great. Yeah.
So
they came like midday during the challenge, which I absolutely love. They're like, no, we're going to do it.
Yep.
Let's do it. Whatever we can accomplish. It was so great.
So she says, my son and I enjoyed participating in this week's 16 ride challenge. We just discovered the podcast last week and decided to go in on Saturday. We really liked meeting everybody Saturday evening at Coronado. Even though we couldn't join until later on Saturday evening, we were able to get several rides, which was amazing. I can't wait to do it again next year.
Yeah, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. I love that they joined, and thank you so much for
that. Was awesome.
For finding us and listening and coming out to support. Thank you, everybody. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I feel like I've said it enough. We're thankful that we've been lucky enough to build a platform over the last 5 years that can do something like this, but that platform doesn't exist without you guys.
Yep.
And so this doesn't exist without you guys. It doesn't exist without Gary contacting me and going, hey, I'd love to help. It doesn't exist, again, without our premier sponsors, without Gary and Give Kids the World, without everyone who participated in any way, shape, or form. Next year is going to be bigger. Next year is going to be better. Next year is going to be, drum roll. I was just going to insert a sound bit, but I like that one better. That took me straight to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That one. Next year, now I feel like that took the wind out of a little bit. So, all right. Next year's Main Street 16 Challenge Weekend will be February 2nd through 5th, 2023 at Walt Disney World.
Woo!
For anybody gasping going, I was planning on, you know, March or April. Again, some of the lessons we learned this year was timing as far as coming a week off of still some spring breaks, which either had to do with people scheduling or crowds potentially still being around. We certainly were taking a look at what the weather would look like, and we wanted to pick something that really got between the holiday and marathon season and getting into, President's Day weekend, as well as all the spring breaks starting. So this is a Thursday through Sunday, but let me lay down a little bit what the tentative schedule is. If you are able to, Thursday can be an arrival day. Sure, it'll be a time that people can say, hey, we may actually look at doing a little bit of a Wonderland crew gathering that Thursday evening, but it is not necessary that you are there Thursday. What you would want to look at doing is getting there Friday morning. Friday, to be determined exactly, we are doing a event. This will most likely be a ticketed event that we will try and look at the best price possible, but we are looking at renting a space. Maybe it's somewhere like Disney Springs, early afternoon, evening, something like that. And we are looking at doing a team trivia challenge.
Ooh.
So you have a chance to form teams. We will have trivia, most likely hosted by Gary, Rhonda, and myself. You can compete. There will be awards. There will be prizes. We are looking at what we can do as far as food, drink, things like that. So it is something that you could participate in. What we want to do, though, is be able to wrap up in the evening so that people have time to rest and relax. Unlike last time, where we ran people ragged through, outside of the parks all day and then said, hey, why don't you come hang out till 10 p.m.? Mm-hmm. So that was a lesson learned, and we appreciated all the feedback on that. Saturday will be the 16 ride challenge. Same concept. One day, four parks, four rides in each. Can you meet that challenge? What this will allow us to do is go ahead and use from the first park open to the last park closing for you to compete. We don't know what it'll look like next year as far as potentially park hopping. might change, right. might not.
Right.
But this will give people more of a chance to compete. We will not do a meetup or award ceremony that night. Again, I think we ran people too rugged last weekend. So what we'll do instead is on Sunday, tentatively, we believe we'll probably do Everglazed Donuts and Cold Brew is meet up there. We actually just went to a WUW radio meetup last Sunday with Lou, and it seemed to work very well.
Yes.
And that's where we would present the Ride Challenge awards.
I agree.
So that is, and then people can head home that afternoon, whatever they want to do. So that is kind of what we're looking at. Also, potential lodging information will be coming soon. So you have to stay tuned to mainstreet16.com for the latest. We are going to see if the possibility of blocking off rooms at like a value resort
Absolutely.
Or something like that to
With
see
our
if we can get people
Main
there.
Main Street travel. Yeah.
Yep. So keep an eye out for all of that. Everything, more details will be coming soon as we get them. If you are interested in helping out in any way, volunteering, you know, we had people that were making calls and sending emails for us. Next year, there's going to be a lot more going on.
Right.
If you are a planner, honestly, if you're somebody who is really well organized, could certainly use your help. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
You can email me at magic@mainstmagic.com. We would truly appreciate that. And again, speaking of those awesome premier sponsors, you know, trying to get those reservations, dining reservations at Disney World, Disneyland are overwhelming. 60 days out, the one you want is gone. You can go ahead and use Mouse Dining to get those hard to get reservations. And if you go to msmfriends.com, go ahead and click on their logo and their link, sign up for a free account, input the reservations you're looking for, and then keep an eye on your phone when they send you that alert so you can hopefully snatch it up.
Yes.
Thank you, Rhonda, for everything.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You put up with me throughout all of this and me rambling on and going, hey, how do you like this? How do you like that? And you're awesome because you're like, it's great. I love it. Does Gary like it? You two put this together. But again, none of this is possible without you either. And so thank you. Again, thank everybody else. Thank you guys for listening. We would love if you could go ahead and check out mainstreet16.com, bookmark that sucker, just keep checking it. Of course, Facebook community is going to be the most up-to-date place for information as we go through the next 10 months now. Got 10 months to go.
Woo!
Be a lot better than we planned this one, I think, in three.
Yeah.
So this should give us more time. But again, thanks, guys. You're already out on the internet, so go ahead and hit subscribe so you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And as long as you're out there, would you please leave us a rating and review?
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts. Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.